Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. Great Friday. Happy July 19th, 2019. This is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, a.k.a. Kamari Sunshine. That's right. I am bringing the hope and I am bringing the light. Let's get this show started as we do on every segment. We're going to bring forth the highest level of enthusiasm and esteem possible. How do we get there? By affirming our true, natural, authentic self. I will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. That's right. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender and not the borrower. I thought you knew I am the employer. All right now. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. I am handpicked and uniquely and intricately made by the hands of God. I am that chick. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong. I am wise. I am liberated. I am whole. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life, and my future is bright because my attitude is right. Okay, you guys, I am just excited with this thing. I have so much I want to share with you guys on this afternoon before we move on to our next segment. We, unfortunately, we're not on the channel on the 5th of July, which is the first Friday of the month, due to the holiday schedule, the 4th of July. So we opted to just do both segments in one on today. And I thank everybody for returning and for being faithful, loyal supporters of Your Health is Your Wealth. And we are moving right along. Can you believe we are already in the second half? We have reached the second half of 2019. Wow, this year, I was sharing with my close family member and friend this morning that it is amazing how we can journey and chart out our goals and aspirations. And then you look back within that time frame and say, wow, won't he do it? It's just breathtaking. It is blowing me away. I have so much to cover on today's segment, so I'm going to rapidly move through all of the information. And, of course, if you have something you would like to chime in and share with us, we eagerly anticipate your response and your feedback. But I want to share something with you guys. Today's segment is on Your Health is Your Wealth is entrepreneurs, stop placing a clearance sale tag on your time and your talent. Now, this is the theme for July, of course, and as I said earlier, we missed the first segment, so we're trying to get everything in on this one episode, and we may perhaps extend this out through the month of August. That's a consideration. I'm going to strongly consider that. But we're encouraging you to make it a habit of respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. Now, every entrepreneur has that moment or an experience, an epiphany, whether you're getting fired, whether you become desperate, whether you are just fed up, financially frustrated, or you get lucky enough to meet that right mentor, someone that inspired them to someday become the best entrepreneur possible or just start operating in your exceptional greatness. An entrepreneur is simply the one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business endeavor or an enterprise. Now, let's approach the habits and the skill sets and strategies that will foster a healthy and progressive business. That's what we're going to talk about on today. Now, it's not all about ABC, 1, 2, 3, I'm making $1 million over here. It's about the consciousness. It's about us being willing and open-minded to receive life as it comes and the strategies that we use to not let minor setbacks be life-deterrent, progressive, defining moments. I hope I said that right. I want to share something with you guys. On Saturday, I don't have the date memorized. Let me think. If Friday was the 12th, Saturday would have been the 13th. Okay. On the 13th of July, my brother was visiting. And as often, we try to catch up, you know, we eat together, we pray together, we chat, we share and converse ideas and thoughts. And we simultaneously kind of retreat to our regular routine. So during this retreat time, I laid down and my brother screamed out, "Kimberly, I need you right now, come down here." Long story short, I make it to the first floor of my home to find that the kitchen pipes have not only burst, but they are spewing incredibly boiling temperature hot water all out onto the floor. Well, we couldn't cut the pipes off because it was too hot, so we had to run around trying to figure out strategies to cut it off in alternate locations, only to find out that where the hot water tank was at was experiencing very similar eruptions. It was crazy. So with all that being said, finally the pipe drained. We spent most of the day wet vacuum water out of the carpet. I was able to contact my plumber, and I purchased approximately $50 in parts, and I paid him to fix my pipe. Deal solved, right? No way. Although I was able to remedy the matter at hand for that moment, once my insurance company came out to inspect the damage, which I only wanted them to shampoo and remove all of the remaining water, they came out, you guys, and did an extensive claim on my home where I have to have thousands of dollars for redo. Redo on all the floors and redo on the cabinetry that was impacted in conjunction with the plumbing. Now, why am I saying that? I say that because during this time, I received a message from one of my pastors, and the message was, "Peace be still." And I received it immediately. I'm not a plumber. Although I like to tinker around and fix stuff, I am not an engineer nor a skilled carpenter. So I knew in the moment to just be still and to trust God that this is a setback. And sometimes our setbacks is an opportunity for God to set us up, people. How does this refer to entrepreneurship? We are going to oftentimes meet challenges and detours and circumstances that seemingly could hinder us from reaching our goals. They are appearance of blockage that we cannot, or we're not capable of accomplishing great feats. And if you feed into that negative narrative, it will sidetrack you all the way around. Now, at this point, you guys, almost 7 days later, My floors have been removed in my home. I had to pack up the majority of everything as though I were moving out. And I'm kind of living like an in-between. And it's not the best of circumstance, but there is no fear. There is no apprehension. There is no frustration. My spirit is overjoyed that not that my home is under construction, but because God has empowered me with a spirit of victory, and I receive it, and I can do this. An entrepreneur, you guys, is one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risk of a business or enterprise. So when that business or enterprise goes left, I, as the owner and the organizer, have assumed the risk. And I am equipped to handle this. So I don't consider myself to be perfect, but I serve a perfect God. I can't, and he can. And I'm just going to let him. I don't know any other way to say it. But let me share something with you guys, because we're limited on time. I wanted to share that we are empowered to meet these feet head on without short-circuiting or being sidetracked. Did it delay or alter some of the visions and goals that I had written out earlier? Absolutely. But what it's doing right now for me, you guys, welcome, caller. I see we had another caller just enter the line. Thank you so much. We're here at Your Health is Your Wealth, and we are discussing entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs, stop placing a clearance sale on your time and your talents. Now, I'm going to quit babbling on, because it's really, really, really critical that I get to why I say this. But I had to share that not to allow fear or minor setbacks or challenges to hinder your progression. Don't let it happen. I can't even say it's a slay of the enemy. There is no enemy. Life comes along with its own sets of challenges, and that's just what it is. It's just a challenge that I have encountered. And can I get through this? Absolutely. Will I be victorious? You know it, because I am that chick. But I was sharing about how my house flooded. My house flooded, and I'm just, you know, I wanted to immediately go into shock, but no time for that. I have too much to do. I have too much to do, and I am uniquely and beautifully designed for a day such as this. In other words, I am that chick, and God knows that I am empowered with the conviction, with the tenacity, with the strength, and the conscious fortitude to just keep it moving. I just got to keep it moving. This is what I decided I want to do with my life, and I just want to be that warrior. But I've got to share this with you guys. I have an amazing mentor. Everybody knows I do comedy, improv, acting, and I have an amazing mentor by the name of Charlie Ford. She is the beast of training, coaching, marketing. She absolutely, I never recognized fear in this woman, but she knew that I was going through a lot. You know, the previous week I had some medical concerns, and then this week my house flooded, and she said, enough is enough, Kim. You're doing too much. This is a time that you need to start celebrating. I need you to be at this workshop on tonight, and following the workshop, you are going with us to see Lion King. Now, initially, I said, Lion King, this is a child's play. This is a cartoon or of sorts. Why do I need to be at Lion King? And then my spirit said, girl, if you don't quit denying what God is trying to do for you, you're going to keep getting what you get. Isn't that what we discuss all the time, people? If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you get. Okay, I was in a position where I had to quit doing my way. I had to step outside of my familiarity and step into the unknown. Back to the Lion King. Loved it. Over the roof, excited about it. Could potentially go back and see it again and again and again. Why? Because there's such a crystal clear message that a four-year-old could get it. But I want to say Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata is it was popularized in the Disney movie, in the original 1994 Disney movie of The Lion King, but it originally translates from Swahili, and it is Hakuna Matata, and it merely means there are no troubles. When I tell you that it hit, it impacted my spirit immediately. We go through life looking for troubles. We're looking for stuff to happen. And when it happens, we want to act surprised like, woe is me. Hakuna Matata, stop looking for troubles. There are no troubles. Life has a series of challenges that we all go through. But the joy and the blessing of it all is that I am uniquely and intricately designed for a season such as this. Entrepreneurs, this accounts for all of us. We have these passionate visions, these talents, and these goals, and we often feed ourselves this negative narrative, well, that didn't work. I knew this wasn't my calling. I knew I wasn't going to make any money. I knew these people wouldn't receive me. I'm just going to go back to my 9-to-5. Nonsense. Hakuna Matata. There are no worries. There are no troubles. Keep it moving. Quit looking for negativity. If you keep looking for negativity, negative will happen. And I just loved it. I was bouncing around like a five-year-old in this movie theater with the message behind Hakuna Matata. There are no troubles. And I refuse to look for troubles. These are just setbacks. And sometimes a setback is God's way of setting you up for a greater season and an absolute greater calling. And I receive it. But there was another segment, you guys, that I heard during the film, and it just took my breath away. And I have to share this with you. Mustafa was the Lion King, and his cub was Simba, which was the prince. It was the cub. It was the baby prince. And Simba's position was to someday be king and rule the kingdom. And Mustafa took Simba up to the top of a ledge, and it was a skyline as far as the eye could see. And Mustafa told Simba, "Where the light touches is our kingdom." And it was a beautiful segment in the movie. Where the light touches is our kingdom. And all you could see in that moment was light. And it took me back to the book of Genesis. And I'm going to share this, you guys, and then I'm going to quit preaching on today because I got to cover this material. But when Mustafa said that, it took me back to the book of Genesis 25-26. God made the beast verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 25-26. But God made the beasts of the earth according to their kind, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that crawls upon the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man, you and I, in our image, after our likeness, to rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, and over all the earth itself, and every," emphasis on every, "creature that crawls upon it." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female he created. You guys, when I tell you I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed the message. I enjoyed the victory of it all. And I went home with this on my spirit. Where the light touches is our kingdom. Knowing from my own spiritual beliefs that God has given me dominion over all things. Now, as an individual spirit and as a lover of God and as an entrepreneur, I receive it. I receive it because all of the experiences that I've gone through in this past week brings me back to full fruition that this is my kingdom. Everything that has light, God has given me dominion over. Everything in the world of light, God has given me dominion over, and he put it in his words. Won't he do it? Okay, I'm done preaching, you guys. I know I got a little off track, and I may be babbling, but that's where my spirit is right now. I feel triumphant. I feel victorious. I feel empowered. I feel like I can do all things. I can, and I will, and I won't be deterred from my journey. Okay, entrepreneurs, people, stop placing a clearance tag on your time and talents. I hope you got something out of that, because there's a reason why I covered all of that material up front. Make it a habit to respectfully decline non-productive endeavors. Why? Because when you don't express confidence in your brand, in your product, in your strategy, neither will your patron, neither will your component, and neither will you be the energy that you're invoking at that point. It says that I am substandard and I am not worth it. Make it a habit of respectfully declining non-productive endeavors. Now, you may say, well, I need the money. There are times when somebody, when you're hitting on your hard times and someone says, well, you're selling it for 50, I'll give you 45, I'll give you 40 for it. If you are absolutely in the hole and you have to have those $40, I would say absolutely. We probably all would take it. But the key to taking short money is that you make a long-term investment in the money that you receive. You've got to, whether it be a lesson learned or whether you have the opportunity to practice strategies and principles that never put you in that position again. But you got to, your objective in being in business as an entrepreneur is to make money. Sometimes we have to keep just spinning in circles just so that we can stay above water. But ultimately, you should not be spinning in circles the next 30 days later. You may only be a centimeter ahead of where you were last month, but progression is the key. As long as you're not in the same spot and you're making substantial progress, then yes, you're doing the right thing and you're making the right moves. And secondly, regularly reward your loyal customers. This is something that I practice on a daily basis. I keep a business journal of all of my contacts and all of the people who are regularly supporting me. People love to be rewarded. They love to be recognized. They certainly like money, and they applaud public displays of affection. What do I mean by that? If I have somebody who is a regular customer of mine, either I will surprise them with a free gift, or I will send them a coupon that says you are spending $150 to $200 with me every month. I am sending you this coupon, so your next order, you're going to get X amount of dollars off of your order. Also, if you refer a friend, you're going to get an item of your choice for free. Now, this friend that they refer, they have to purchase something in full, not a partial payment. They can't go refer you somebody has got short money. That goes back to the first one, declining non-productive endeavors. If I'm already giving away something free over here, the person that you refer to me needs to have full money, okay? If you bring me somebody that only has part of the money, then I have given your referral fee to them. Unacceptable. There are strategies and marketing procedures that you can do to just keep showing your customer that they are valued and that you appreciate them and that they are worth spending with you, okay? And another thing is where I said open displays of affection. People love it. Put that coupon on social media. make you a digital version of that coupon and say, Alice Smith, thank you so much for always supporting me. Because of your unwavering faith in my business brand, I am offering you not only a free product, but a percentage off of your future endeavors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's because of you that my business is growing. Do you know how wonderful that's going to make Alice feel? Not only did Alice get a discount of a monetary value and a gift, but she was openly shown affection amongst all of her social media family and friends that I don't just shop with this person. This person appreciates me. I'm telling you, it goes viral. It goes viral every time. I wish we had more time because we're going to cover every segment right here, and we've got two more that we need to go over. Confidently represent your brand and quote objectives with crisp clarity. I heard one of my favorite mentors the other day, Stormy Wellington. She's a beast. I know so many of you know her. But Stormy has the confidence of a lioness. She's not backing down by any measure. Don't expect it because it's not going to happen. But she's saying, know your brand and get your elevator pitch on point. What's an elevator pitch? If you had 30 seconds in an elevator with someone you wanted to do business with, how would you introduce yourself? How would you introduce yourself and how would you introduce your brand? You've got to know how to do that. Good afternoon. It is such an honor to meet you. My name is Kimberly Silas. I am a fervent entrepreneur, a serial entrepreneur with multiple streams of income, sir. And I know that you are interested in the health and wellness segment, and it would be my honor if I could offer you the opportunity to not only business partner with me, but to introduce you to some life-impacting, extremely effective wellness supplements. That's my 30-minute spiel, my 30-second spiel. I am enthusiastic about introducing myself. I want this person to get to know me. Not only do I want you to try the products, but I want you to partner with me. Okay? So you got to get this. Learn how to confidently represent your brand and quote objectives with crisp clarity. Now it changes, you guys. I have multiple streams of income. I'm a realtor. I'm a fashion designer. I am a comedian and improv artist. And I do a wellness line as an inspirational coach. So will my 30-minute elevator spiel change? Absolutely. It depends on what arena I'm in. Learn your audience and practice your pitch. That's what I can say. Now, lastly, what you may have expected was merely smoke and mirrors with your family, friends, and walkaways. But as I stated at the beginning of the call, God uses setbacks as a setup. If your family and your friends and strangers that you come in contact with don't seem to give you the enthusiasm or the engagement that you anticipated, great. It's good. Goodbye. Because you don't need to spend excessive amount of times with people who do not share your goal or are not willing to support you. This is a vast and extensive universe. God is merely moving those things around that aren't going to work. I want to say this before I close. You've got to make a decision, people, that you are going to live your absolute best life. Now, decision means to cut off. When you make a decision to do something, you are deciding that you are cutting it away. Now, circumcision means to cut around. We are cutting around the situation, and we're going to repair it back to a seemingly normal capacity. A decision means to cut it off, cut it completely off and go in the opposite direction. So I implore you people on today, love yourselves enough that you are willing to make a decision to walk away from unproductive habits of non-productive endeavors. Fix it. Get with somebody. Accountability partners always fix it for me. I want to say this. Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap could not be with us on today, but he is our visionary behind this call. Dr. Dunlap has the PRF table, which is a ministry to discuss your financial wellness, and he meets every second and fourth Tuesday right here at the same channel at 12:30 p.m., and you can call in at 347-215-7934, or you can come right here to Blog Talk Radio PRF table. This has been your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. I would love for you to reach out to me. I am on social media, Facebook at Kimberly.Silas, S-I-L-A-S, and I am also on Instagram at Silas Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Thank you so much. Continue blessings and make it an amazing, amazing July 19th because we are over here living our best life. Thank you so much and have a great day.